KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky. It's 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A liberal-thinking, liberal-leaning think tank in Iowa City has released a report suggesting Iowans who suffer serious shoulder injuries on the job will receive far less in workers' compensation benefits today than they would have just a couple of years ago. Matthew Glosson of the University of Iowa Labor Center helped to draft the Iowa Public Policy Project report.
Shoulders turn out to be a fairly common body part to be injured, and particularly in people who work in repetitive motion job.
In 2017, the Republican-led Iowa legislature changed the way workers' comp payouts are calculated. Glosson concludes that because of that change, a worker will be paid on average about $72,000 less in workers' compensation benefits for a serious shoulder injury. Under the old system, a doctor evaluated the worker's physical impairment. Then factors like the person's age, work experience, and education were taken into consideration.
For the purpose of trying to project the impact of the physical injury on the person's ability to earn a living. And so what the legislature did was say, from now on, we're not going to consider any of those factors. We're just going to look at the physical impairment to the person's shoulder.
A University of Iowa history professor and a research assistant at the University of Iowa Labor Center also worked on the project. It found most workers who seek compensation for a job-related shoulder injury are men over the age of 50 who have not attended college. The Iowa Worker Safety Industry, or agency that is, has proposed fining the Iowa Human Services Department, saying the department's School for Delinquent Juveniles isn't protecting its employees. The Des Moines Register reports that school residents assaulted staffers at the Iowa State Training School for Boys in Eldora during at least three incidents this last spring. The Iowa Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, said in its August 28th report that the staffers were unnecessarily exposed to violent attacks. In one, the worker had numerous teeth smashed out and suffered broken bones in his face. The agency proposes more than $23,000 in fines for the department. The school's home to about 100 boys who've been convicted in juvenile court. Human Services Department spokesman Matt Hyland says he can't comment because the two agencies are negotiating a settlement. A local investment group has bought an Eastern Iowa steel castings company that filed for bankruptcy protection in March. Scott Tinsman Jr. represents a Tinsman family, which is part of the group, and he said Friday the group bought 100% of the Cyber Seal steel assets from the bankruptcy court in July for $6.5 million. The company's new name will be Cyber Steel Castings, LLC. New CEO Michael Baxley says the company plans to renovate its Bettendorf facility and update its equipment. The company also hopes to add to the list of more than 240 employees. Sire produces medium to large steel castings for the mining, military, passenger rail, and oil and gas industries. Company officials say a slowdown in orders, especially from the mining industry, forced the bankruptcy filing. Tinsman says that Sivir has hit the bottom and we're on the way up. Congress is allocating billions of dollars to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for flood mitigation, construction, and invasive species management, but the agency is still waiting for money to replace aging lock and dam systems on the Mississippi River. Colonel Stephen Settinger oversees the Corps' Rock Island District, and he notes that many of the structures are well past their prime.
They do occasionally, pieces break, machinery breaks, but we have really great crews in the district who are out there 24/7 fixing it and keeping them open. The longer you defer maintenance, so the more likely that someday it'll fail in a way that we didn't foresee.
While many of the locks and dams on the Mississippi are 80 years old, they were only designed to last 50 years. Settinger says dam failures could hamstring the shipping economy and local communities that depend on it.
In the upper Mississippi River, there's no bypasses. If one of our locks and dams fails and has to be closed to traffic, the traffic would have to go on the land. There are no additional locks or dams or water routes to move that freight.
A 2017 analysis by the Mid-America Freight Coalition estimates that if a dam failure blocked barges, it could cost the industry $283 million in trucking costs while causing $28 million in damage to the roads. Elsewhere in state news, investigators say a state director who was a top ally of Governor Kim Reynolds sexually harassed at least three female subordinates, routinely making inappropriate sexual comments at the workplace, and routinely drank on the job. An independent investigation released this week found that Iowa Finance Authority Director Dave Jamison grabbed one employee's breasts in front of several witnesses during a meeting at a bar near Okoboji in December of 2016. The investigation found Jamison watched a pornographic video on his cell phone in front of that woman while they were driving in a car for work in March. Investigators also found that Jamison repeatedly sexually harassed another female employee during work events, including twice when he asked her to go to his hotel room. The report says employees may have been afraid to complain because Jamison frequently spoke about his close relationship with the governor, who promptly fired Jamison after two women came forward in March with their complaints. The report found Jamison's denials of incidents weren't credible. The killings of three women who were attacked while engaged in sports have raised alarms about how women can defend themselves and why they must be ready to fight off attackers in the first place. Two college students were killed recently while golfing and running in Iowa. A third woman was stabbed to death in Washington, D.C. while jogging. Steve Bobenhaus is owner of a Des Moines area running store and a longtime fixture in the city's running community. He says it's not fair that women have to face a different situation than men. The death of Molly Tibbetts last month in Iowa prompted an outpouring from other runners, especially on social media. Hundreds of women described being harassed and followed and vowed to keep running as a show of defiance. Police in Ames had repeated interactions with a troubled drifter in the weeks before his release from prison and his alleged killing of a star student golfer from Spain. Ames police reports show that 22-year-old Colin Richards struggled with drug and alcohol abuse, mental health problems, and homelessness after he got out of prison in June. Records released to the Associated Press show that Richards' name also came up in a criminal investigation in which several officers served a warrant at the home of one of his associates in August. Richards is charged with first-degree murder in the killing of Iowa State University student Celia Barkin Arozomino while she played at the Coldwater Golf Links this past Monday. Investigators say he had been staying in a small homeless encampment in the woods near the course. Authorities have cleared two Eastern Iowa police officers who exchanged gunshots with a man. Benton County Attorney David Thompson said the officers were justified in using deadly force because they were confronted with deadly force. The Iowa Public Safety Department says 43-year-old Lyle Fowler shot toward officers sent to check on his welfare September 7th. The two officers fired back, but no one was wounded in the exchange. The department said the officers were Sergeant Benjamin Parmeter and Patrol Officer Caitlin Shimorowski of the Benton Police Department. The Pentagon says the remains of three U.S. Marines killed when their helicopter was shot down during the Vietnam War will be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. One of the Marines was Lance Corporal John D. Killen III of Davenport. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced on Friday that the remains of the three men will be buried as a group with full military honors next Thursday. The other two men were identified as Captain John A. House II of Pelham, New York, and Corporal Glenn Runnels, Jr. of Birmingham, Alabama. The Pentagon says the remains were identified in March of 2017. Military officials say House, the oldest at the age of 28, was the pilot of a Sea Knight helicopter that crashed after being hit by enemy fire on June 30, 1967. Four others also were killed, including 18-year-old Killen and 21-year-old Runnels. Federal prosecutors in eastern Iowa have announced prison sentences for two farmers convicted in separate cases. Prosecutors say 36-year-old David Pitts of Elma in northeastern Iowa has been sentenced to 10 months behind bars for using his more than $117,000 in farm profits for personal expenses instead of paying off his U.S. Department of Agriculture-backed loan. Pitts pleaded guilty in April to a count of conversion of property pledged to a farm credit agency. In a separate case, 36-year-old Mark Loventhal of Bancroft in northern Iowa was sentenced to a year in prison for lying to his bank about how much land he was farming and how much crop he had in storage in order to secure a loan. Loventhal pleaded guilty in March to one count of making a false statement to a bank. And finally, in state news, the Iowa Insurance Division has fined a Florida man and revoked his license, alleging he scammed people who were buying health insurance. The division said in a news release that it ordered Koval's Dose of Coconut Creek, Florida, to pay fines and fees totaling nearly $44,000. The division also revoked Dose's non-residence insurance producer license and barred him from reapplying for licensure for 15 years. Division spokesman Chance McElhaney said that among other violations by Dowse, people were told that they could purchase a health insurance policy but instead receive a life insurance policy. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.